Zak the Helige Mishnah Vayitrim Masechtes Nedarim Perig Aleph Mishnah Dalid. Who I mean, if someone says, he says to his friend, Karbin Ayla, or Mincha, or Chatas, or Taida, or Shlomim, these are all different types of karbanis, and he finishes off, She'eini Oichel Lach. I will not eat yours. I won't eat your food. So exactly what did he say? What the Mishnah says he said. Let's say he said, Karbin Chatas, a Karbin Chatas, that I will not eat, which is yours. So the Mishnah Aser, the Neder is Chal. What's the Chiddush? There's a big Chiddush. Because we know you can link a Neder to a Karbin. Like we explained, that's called being Matfis or Hatfasa. I would think you would have to say it out. Your food is like a carbon to me. He didn't do that over here. If I wasn't learning Masechtas Nedarim and someone came over to me and said, a carbon shlomim that I will not eat, that what is yours, I don't know, I would think he's trying to tell me some kind of a riddle. It doesn't make sense. He never finished off that your food is like a carbon to me. So like the Mishnah, we know what he means. And that Lashon is good enough. But Rabbi Yehuda Mati, Rabbi Yehuda says without saying, is like a carbon, ke carbon. That's like someone who would come and swear, says the Batanura, b'chaye ha-carbon, or b'chaye, I swear by the life of a carbon, or the life of an oila. That's not a neder, and it's not a shvu. Wait a second, so really we learned about this in the last Mishnah, didn't we? Rabbi Yehuda said, weren't these the last words of Mishnah Gimel? Yerushalayim le'yam haklum. If someone says, Yerushalayim, I will not eat, which is yours, he didn't say anything. He didn't say, your food to me is like Yerushalayim. Well, where is there more svara that the nether should either be good, that the nether should be chal or not be chal? If someone says, Yerushalayim, your food is asr to me, or if someone says, carbon oila, your food is asr to me. So the Batanura explains, carbon oila, your food is asr to me, sounds more asr. True, he didn't finish off, your food is asr to me like a carbon, but carbon oila, food, okay. Maybe I can make that connection on my own. So the Chiddush is, even over here in this case, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Unless he says, like a carbon, it's not asr. In the previous Mishnah, the Chiddush is the sheet of the Tanakhama. According to the Tanakhama, if you say, Yerushalayim, I want to make with your food, that b'chlal doesn't sound like any isr. When you hear the word carbon, you think isr. Okay, carbon is asr. But even though Yerushalayim could mean things that are asr, like we explained, whether the kavanah is for the karbanis in Yerushalayim or the walls of Yerushalayim, which come from the machza shekel. But it sounds a lot less iser than carbon. So the chiddush is even there. The Tanakhama holds the neder is chal, and the chiddush in our Mishnah is even here. Without saying like a carbon, the Rabbi Yehuda holds the neder is not chal. Says the Mishnah Vayter. One person says to another, ha, carbon, the carbon, ka carbon, like the carbon. We just stam says carbon, a carbon, and he adds the words she oichalach, is that which I eat of yours. Sakta Mishnah Aser, this is a real nether. This nether is chal, it takes effect. Didn't we say this already? So Erechanami says about Tanura, carbon or kikarbon is not such a chiddush. The chiddush over here is the case of ha-carbon, which would mean the carbon. Because maybe this is also a lashon of by the life of a carbon, which we said before would not be a nether. So we say no, even ha-carbon means your food is to me like a carbon, even though he didn't say it. What if he says, la-carbon loy oichalach, to the carbon, I will not eat which is yours. Rabbi Meir Oyser, Rabbi Meir says, no, that's a nether. He can't eat it. The nether is chal. Why, explains the Batanura? Because we understand his words as follows. What does it mean when he says, to the carbon I will not eat that which is yours? Your food will be as though it was made of carbon. And memela, I can't eat it. That's the Shita Rabbi Meir. Zak the Mishnah Vayitur. Now the Mishnah touches really on a different Shaila. If someone says to his friend, Koinim, and I want to remind you that koinim is a substitute lashon for carbon. It's probably the most common that we're going to see in Masechtas Nedarim. When someone says koinim, it's like he's saying it's like a carb. But this person said like this: koinim pi hamedaber imach. Koinim, my mouth, when it comes to talking to you. In other words, my mouth is not going to talk to you. Or he says, yadi oise imach. He says, koinim, my hand, as it would pertain to working for you. I'm not working for you. Or he says, ragli mahalchas imach. Koinim, my feet, when it comes to walking with you. Well, these nedarim are chal. His mouth can't talk to him. His hands can't work for him. And his feet can't walk with that person. The din is aser. Again, what's the chiddush? Normally there's a rule explains about tenura that nedarim are not chal on a davar she'im by mamish. A neder has to be on a chefetz, on an object. What's he answering over here? Speech? Speech is not an object. Working is not an object. Walking is not an object. The reason this neder is chal is because while talking, working, or walking is not an object, but a mouth, hands, and feet are. And because he said the neder this way, this is how he proclaimed the neder, koinem my mouth when it comes to talking to you. Koinem my hands, koinem my feet, that is considered something like a chayfet, something that's called tangible, and memelu the neder is chal. Okay, quickly chazing over our Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. If someone says a Karban Oila, or a Mincha, or a Chatas, a Taida, or a Shlomim, these are all different types of Karbanos. The real Chiddush over here is the Karban Taida. When do you bring a Karban Taida? If a person went through a Yam, made it safely to the other side, a Midbar, a desert, made it safely to the other side, came out of sickness, came out of jail, so he's Mechuyev to bring a Karban Taida. So I would have thought maybe, well, that's not something that you create. Remember, in order to compare something to something else, to make it a neder, to be matfis in a neder, it has to be a type of kedusha that you create. So a carbon oiler, you decide when something is a carbon oiler. You decide when something is a carbon shlamim. But maybe a taida, you're mechuyev to bring it. So we say, no, but l'maisa, you decide that this carbon is the carbon taida. It's still called davar hanader, something that you create, and therefore, if you attach a neder to it, the neder is a neder. So again, if he says carbon oile min chachatas tayde shlamim she'eini oichalach, the din is aser. Even though he didn't say it should be like a carbon. Rabbi Yehuda says if he didn't use that kaf hadimyain, which means like, that means he's swearing by the life of a carbon, and that is not a neder, and it's not a shvua. Whether he said the lashon ha carbon, the carbon, or ka-carbon, like the carbon. Carbon sha'aychalach. Or simply, a carbon. And of course, afterwards, he adds the words. Is that which I eat of yours? That's a neder. And he can't eat the other person's food. If he says, la-carbon lo'aychalach, if a person says to another, to the carbon, I will not eat, which is yours, Remeir answers it. According to Remeir, it's like he says, your food will be like if it was a carbon, and therefore I can't eat it. And then the Mishnah concluded with a halacha that if someone says to his friend, my mouth, coin in my mouth when it comes to talking to you, or my hands when it comes to working with you, or my feet when it comes to walking with you, that neder is chal, even though you can't make a neder on talking, walking, or working, because it has to be a thing, but because he says it this way, koinem pi hamadaber imach, or yodai oisi imach, or ragli mahalchis imach, and being that his mouth, hands, and feet are something tangible, the neder is chal.